For the first time in the 38th America's Cup, two teams sail their AC-75 simultaneously, marking a pivotal moment in the competition. This development highlights the urgency for all challengers as the Challenger Selection Series approaches in late May. On June 12, 2026, Luna Rossa takes to the waters from Cagliari, Sardinia, signaling the start of their commissioning phase. The crew rolls out at 10:25 a.m., battling the offshore maestrali winds. Their AC-75, showing signs of extensive wear, splashes at 11:15 a.m., with a crew including Marco Gradoni, Peter Berling, and others ready for action. By 12:20 p.m., the sea breeze picks up to 9 to 10 knots. The team achieves self-takeoffs at impressive speeds of 16-17 knots, with all five takeoffs executed autonomously on starboard tack. However, footage reveals issues with excessive rudder immersion during various maneuvers. The first session focuses on straight-line sailing, recording 9 seconds for jibes and 7 seconds for tacks. As the wind strengthens to 13 knots, the team switches to a J39 jib. Subsequent sessions see improvements in tacks, yet struggles persist during jibes. With Marco Gradoni replaced by Ruggero Titta, Luna Rossa gears up for more aggressive maneuvers, pushing their limits in preparation for the competition ahead.